gotta glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right. Put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Oh, my electronic logic circuits. That was way too much trick or treating with Roger. P.S. Fly the W, apparently. The Chicago Cubs are still in it. Super P.S. Ding ding. This was our sports qualifier for the evening.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? So, you know, did you also realize that the Cubs and the Cardinals were the two teams that haven't won the World Series in the longest period of time? So they, out of all the teams that have won the World Series, they have those both. The Cardinals are just as bad as the Cubs when it comes to World Series losses. Yeah, so it's kind of interesting that the two of these teams are actually in the World Series together. So I do agree with some people. I think this is a sign of the upcoming apocalypse.
Well, you do realize that it's the Cleveland Indians, right? Versus the Cubs.
What was I saying?
You were saying the Cardinals.
Cardinals. Well, you know, I'm not a big sports guy, so my broadcast, you should not refer to me for sports information unless I'm reading it from news copy. Because if I'm not reading it from news copy, I'll have it all wrong.
It's funny you mentioned that because there were a lot of people with Cardinals hats on at my place of business, which is really funny.
That is funny. How about that? That's super funny.
I mean, they are rivals.
Well, you know, So see, there you go. So, yeah. So anyway, hey everyone, this is Anthony from Tampa.
Well, hey everybody, it's Joe from Chicago.
Hi, I am your lovable Shyampa radio host, Betty. And you know what? My butthole says let's get started with tonight's broadcast of Episode 64, Giant Scary Things. For Monday, October 31st, 2016, the Joan Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of this station, owners, or sponsors. This show can be offensive and offers no trigger warnings or safe spaces. With that out of the way, now for the weather. Hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampanites?
Well, Betty, I'll tell you as soon as I locate my mouse arrow. There we go.
Boom chakalaka. You are welcome, Anthony. Betty, 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 and.
All right, there we have it. All right. So, do we have a Facebook post that we're live?
Well, we're supposed to. It's supposed to have been automatic.
All right. Why don't you check on that while I do the weather?
Yep.
All right. Where's my script? Oh, here we go. Okay. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Looks like we're going to have some nice weather in store for us this week. Unless you're listening to us live, it's not currently mostly cloudy and 82 degrees. It's actually a little warm tonight. There's a few clouds hanging overhead, and the humidity is at about 47%, so it's still a little bit dry. There's a dew point of 60 degrees Fahrenheit, and visibility is, surprise, 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly clear with a low around 66. On Tuesday, expect sunny with a high near 86, then partly cloudy with a low around 69 overnight. On Wednesday, will be mostly sunny with a high near 84 and a 20% chance of showers before 2 in the afternoon. Then partly cloudy with a low around 67 overnight. And that's your weather for Tampa Bay. How's the weather in Chicago, Joe?
Well, Anthony, it's not bad. It's kind of been, it's like in the 60s. It's supposed to be in the 70s. So, but hey, folks, it's time for Cheyenne, Chicago.
Uh-oh.
K-M-E-W.
Oh, are you back? You were dropping out on us a little bit for a moment there.
Yeah, I have no control over that.
Oh, that's all right. Okay. So let's try again. Let's see if we can do your weather for you again.
We'll make sure we turn off all devices that access the internet.
Turn off all devices. Turn off all devices.
Because I've been having a feeling the printer has been doing things that I don't like it to do. Mm-hmm. But thank you, Anthony. It's time for your Cheyenne weather for Chicago.
We'll discuss
for
your
Chicago's
printer
Midway International Airport, KMDW. At the time of our live broadcast here in Chicago, we were at 59 degrees and mostly clear. The humidity is at 62%. The wind speeds are out of the southeast at 13 miles per hour, and clear visibility, which is predefined at 10 miles. If you have a Newbern card, then maybe it's higher. Who knows? Who cares? Monday night will be mostly cloudy with a temperature rising to around 62 by 2 a.m. Then Tuesday will be partly sunny with a high near 72. And finally Wednesday, oh yes, Wednesday, we'll see a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. with a high near 65. The rest of the week looks to be sunny with temperatures hovering in the upper 50s, lower 60s during the day, and as low as 47 at night. And that's your latest Chicago weather. Are you a DJ, musician, band, or podcaster looking for more exposure? Let us play you. Send an email to playus@cheyenne.info or give us a call at 813-327-8566. Betty awaits and desires your juicy details.
That was absolutely awesome.
I love putting embellishments.
Embellishments are important. They can be important. So
Cheyenne,
there you go.
Whenever whenever you hear that sound,
Cheyenne,
that means that's kind of like a trademark thing.
Is that a trademark thing for you? For Cheyenne? Well, I like our mm-hmm. I like our bells that fall on the various times, because sometimes you get Cheyenne, sometimes you get a bong hit, and then I think sometimes there's a few different ones in there. I think you get a Betty in there, you get a boo weep from time to time, and then we get that crazy noise that you make, that doofus noise that you make sometimes.
I didn't load that one up. I was trying to kind of keep that one out of it for a minute. But I can put it in.
Hey, whatever.
Let me see. Which doofus noise was that? Maybe it was this one.
Yes, that's it. That's the one. That's the one. Yes, that's
see if
the
I
one.
Put it on loop.
No, you can't put it on loop. No. But it playing it like running every now and then, because it like sometimes you'll hear it at noon or at 10.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, when we do the little bells, I call them the little dingle bells. Okay, there we go. So we had an interview scheduled for this evening with Amy Mellon, and I'm actually very, very excited and very interested in interviewing her, mostly because she's gone through a lot, and cannabis has really like helped her heal from so many different I guess one can say ailments. I believe she was in a car accident and suffered nerve damage, and then she was on opioids for a while.
Wow.
And then but she's living a great life now with better healing through cannabis, and she She's
cannabis has a lot of good things, and we, you know.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And she's a newbie, believe it or not. She calls herself a newbie, but I think she actually knows more than I do. And, you know, of course, I mean, I've never really given it much thought. I just kind of do it. But yeah, she knows. I think as a newbie, she's a very knowledgeable newbie, and I'm really interested in her telling her story. And kind of talking with her. But unfortunately, tonight she's not going to be able to make it. We chatted over the weekend, and she had come down with a cold or something. She had just recently moved.
Yeah.
So she went from one coast to the other coast, which is not surprising that she got sick. And she flew. Flying always makes me sick. That's why one of the many reasons I hate to fly. So she's come down with a cold, or something, but she said she's not in any shape to interview. So we've rescheduled her to next Monday.
Okay.
Which is fine. We'll go ahead and we'll get her on the air and we'll chit chat with her for about 15
Great.
Minutes or so. Maybe we'll kind of shift our news stories around and give her more time or something.
Yes.
Maybe we can shave some time off of our stories.
Definitely.
Just to kind of, you know, give her some time, because I think she has a lot to talk about.
Some of our listeners might have a lot to talk about. Give us a call.
This is true.
Yeah. What's that number, Anthony?
It's 813-327-8566. The phone lines are open. Betty is standing by to take your call. 813-327-8566. We do not accept collect phone calls. Thank you. We will refuse it. Don't try the whole 1-800 collect thing we all used to do as teenagers. Say your name at the tone. Pick me up at Shoney's at 7. You know, and then
of
course then you reject the charges, but you got the message because, you know, it was the automated recording of this message you were trying to send. That was a very popular way of doing things sometimes. So we've rescheduled Amy, and we've admitted to how we've abused the collect phone system from time to time. we have a section, and do you like our? And it's a shame when we put the script down. You have to, if you can, Joe, you're probably better at this. You need to record the animations on the plugs section, because
record the animations.
Are you looking at the script?
Bloop, bloop. I'm looking at this right here.
Which one? The USB cord. I like the USB cord, the butt plug, the dancing butt plug, and I like the outlets because you notice they like turn upside down and smile at you. It's kind of funny.
I just noticed that. They weren't doing that before.
They're all animated chips. They all should do it. And of course, the USB port. I love the USB port because that is so indicative of life
sometimes. I love plugs.
So, yeah. So,
I love plugs.
So, and we have...
Right?
I love plugs. So I think we talked about it last time, but World Labor Hour, they moved over to WRFU or WFRU? I think it's WFRU.
It's WRFU. And it's out of Champaign, Urbana.
Okay. WRFU, right. 104.5 Urbana. It's a small transmitter, so unless you're in Urbana, you have to stream. We wish them the best. We missed their cast this past Saturday, unfortunately. They're new. I mean, they're new to the studio, the studio's new to them. And so I'm sure there's obviously growing pain. So I hope they get it figured out because we can run a live simulcast and then, you know, recast it over the weekend from them. So hopefully I wish them the best, and hopefully they get comfortable enough, because I know I chatted with somebody at the station on Facebook. We had a little conversation going, and he seemed to indicate that they had a lot or something. So they had some new equipment, which in and of itself always is bugs to work out. So we wish them the best. Don DeBar at CPR News, you hear him 3 times a day, every day, except for on weekends.
Yes.
He is the voice of independent media news. He does a great job of reporting things that you're not going to hear anywhere else. He recently suffered the loss of his wife. and he really only took a few days off, and he's back in the saddle. I wish him the very best, and I know it's a personal experiences. I know that is a difficult experience to go through, but you know, every day gets a little bit easier. But we do wish him the best, and he's back on the air reporting, and it's fantastic to hear him back in the seat. So best of luck at Don at with CPR News at what is it? CPR Metro is it? It's CPRMetro.org, right?
CPR Metro News, yeah. Well, no, I don't know. That website is out. I think it's their Facebook page, or you have to refer to their green bean or bean pod.
All right, just search. Hold on. I'm gonna Facebook myself. Why don't you plug somebody else? I'll look up on Facebook.
Well, we also love our friends at SCATV, Boston Free Radio, out of Somerville, Massachusetts, where we find Toppers with Gil. We also have Radio Thrift Shop over at WGCS New London. And I love all this background music you're hearing is really awesome. It comes from this website called Comptica.
Yep.
By a composer named Kenneth McLeod. Kevin, not Kenneth, Kevin.
Kevin McLeod, yes.
Yes. And you know, he puts together this crazy collection of clips that you can download for free. But you know, it's good to support artists. It's good to support whatever you can. So yeah, check him out at incompetech.com, and that's all the music you hear. And then you know,
are you hearing the background music? Are you?
I sure am.
Okay, fantastic.
I sure am.
Great.
I just want to say I really love Headphone Meditations. I've been listening to it on Saturday nights, and it's a different kind of sound. It's different for me. I don't usually listen to that kind of music, but it's really cool. I like it. I like something different. I like changing it up and, you know, kind of breaking out of the mold. But why don't you go ahead and take it up from there?
Okay. And I was trying to look for the CPR's page, their Facebook page, and I can't find it. It's CPR Metro, I believe.
Yes.
God, I wish I could find it. I'll look for it. If I find it, I gotta throw it out there because we do have to.
We have to
give them
I'm
love.
Sure.
We definitely have to give CPR Metro love because their news is always great and we're always getting it and it's every day. So, and they're always consistent. So everyone out there that listens, if you feel like giving anyone, go ahead and make sure you donate to CPR News. Yes. And then we have a few other things like Outfire Press, the Shortwave Report. And that's fantastic. That actually aired earlier today. And that's always a fun and exciting thing to listen to because you're getting news reports from, I would probably say what? Like, I think it's like three or four different areas across the world. So you kind of get it. You're hearing a lot of different angles of things. And that's Dan, I believe it's Dan Roberts that does the Shortwave Report.
Yes.
We carry a few cannabisradio.com programs, State of Cannabis, Tommy Chong, Just Say No, Good News with Nurse Heather, Russ Bellevue. Some of these don't play weekly. I thought they did, but they don't. So I'm kind of, when they're getting stale, I'm just kind of putting old ones in there. Russ Bellevue is always current. Just Say No is usually current as well. And the State of Cannabis is pretty current. Nurse Heather and Tommy Chong hasn't done one since a few months ago. So I think we're gonna. I think we might have to revisit that time slot. 9/11 wake up call.
Revisit that.
Exactly. 9/11 wake up call. Radio Curious, Global Research Hour, and Quality Radio Productions, which does updates.
Quality Radio Productions.
He could just talk to me all night, and I would be in heaven if he could just talk to me all night. That's all I want. Just talk to me over the phone. So Upstate Radio Theater, Global Village, a few of his other things we carry in Rush Hour. He does some awesome programming, some really kick-ass
programming.
Quality
Radio Productions.
Quality Radio Productions. I love his voice. And then who else?
We have the Happy Station shows.
We got a minute.
Sunrise Ocean Bender. Where are we at? Where am I at? Oh, Earshot 20, TUC Radio, Radio Curious, Building Bridges, World Beat Canada, Sunrise Ocean Bender, Happy Station Show, Earth First, Michael Slate, and the Bristol Broadband Cooperative. Global Go. Oh, that's. Oh, and the Bristol Broadband Cooperative. We carry Dialect and State of the City. And then we've got Global Go Go, New World Notes with Kevin Doust. We love that show too. And then Between the Lines. It's pretty cool. We've got a lot of cool stuff. Oh, shucks.
Oh,
do
shucks.
We have some breaking news?
Well, we're about ready to get. We got like 10 seconds till we go to your news. I don't know if we can really do breaking news. I mean, we can do a quick breaking news. All right, we'll do a quick breaking news. It's been a while.
Yes.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
So I'm going to have to cut down on my usage. Because I'm looking for I'm looking for alternate employment. Because I don't like where I'm at. So we I'm still going to try. I'm still going to smoke most likely on Mondays and probably only Mondays and probably not that much, and it won't take much either, I would imagine. So yeah.
No, you'll be happy and fine if you just do it on Mondays.
Yeah. So, but yeah. So my usage is going to be cutting down just because I'm looking for greener pastures. We don't know if greener pastures will come. I've kind of already become desensitized to all the things that initially pissed me off at work. So you know what that does. Once you become desensitized, you just keep going. But we're hopeful. We're hopefully looking for greener pastures, and that's it.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
I am so stressed out, Betty. That's why. All right. And then really quick, we're carrying the Cannabis Radio Weed Lection 2016. California, Arizona, Nevada, Maine, Massachusetts, Florida, Arizona, North Dakota, and Montana all have bills. Follow us on election night. We were covering a few hours of that. Mm-hmm. We may be dropping in. And really quick before we go, no on two anti-medical cannabis campaign. They fucked up in Florida, and they really did. It was good because they called me as well. They called me at 12:43 at night.
Someone
misprogrammed the auto dialer, and the auto dialer was instead of, it was supposed to call between 12 noon and 4:00 p.m. but instead the auto dialer called from between 12 a.m. and 4 a.m. It woke up a lot of people. I filed my complaint with the FCC. Yeah, nice. They called. Wow. Yeah, a lot. And it was a big story. Mike Adams posted something in High Times about it. He did a little piece on it, and I'll post that.
Okay.
Linky, blinky, blinky, and
clicky, clicky,
Joe.
Blinky, blinky.
You know what we need to do, Joe?
I'm just looking at the
and
ugly
now
lights
for
box.
The news.
We need to do some of your news.
Yeah, I do.
We cut into your time long enough.
Good evening, folks, from the Chicago studios. It's me, Joe, and this is the Worldwide News segment. Well, Anthony, I've got a crazy costume story for you.
Do you? Ooh.
Yes, perhaps the first Halloween story of the night, because you know it is Halloween.
It is, isn't it?
Yes. This is by our friend Ben Hooper from www.upi.com. Ooh. Portland, Maine. UPI, a Maine man clad in a tree costume, was arrested when he was blocking traffic after being told by police to stay out of the street. He was in the street dressed as a tree.
A tree? You said a tree, correct?
All right.
Yeah,
get out
right.
of the road or you're going to get arrested, one officer says in the video of the incident posted to Twitter. Twitter is our friend. The police officers told the man he was free to go with a warning. Stay out of the street. I'll accept your silence as you understand. You're free to go.
Wow.
But he's a tree. The man wandered back into the street moments later and was arrested. His motivation was to see how people would react to what he called his performance and show... and how he might impact people's natural choreography.
people's natural choreography. I don't have much natural choreography here.
So the assistant police chief Vern, it happens from time to time, he said, people do bizarre things because they want to get arrested. They just want to get arrested. We're still not sure if he is trying to make a statement. Ash was charged with obstructing a public way and released on $60. $60 bail.
Wow, $60 bail, that's all.
All just for dressing like a tree in the middle of a street.
That could be problematic.
It's a strange costume, though.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
I wonder if he used real branches. We'll have to look at that. We'll have to get back to you on that one.
Maybe. I'm eating some Three Musketeers that I robbed from one of the kids
so good,
walking down.
I was
down
kind of staring at it for a minute.
Yeah, I went out back behind the strip mall to have a cigarette. And these kids were walking down the street. They were walking down the alley. And they had Halloween candy with them. And I threw rocks at them.
Swiped it.
I threw rocks at them, and one of them threw some candy at me. They threw candy in one direction, ran the other way. They know how to work. So they ran off when I ran after the candy. So I'm enjoying
That's
a Three Musketeers.
Funny.
Yes, exactly. They're kids. They'll get over it.
We need our sugar, damn it.
Right?
So, Anthony, have you ever had uninvited exotic pets or guests? For that matter, during any of your stays on the planet?
I've had some interesting uninvited guests in my lifetime. So, yes, I've had a few struggles in the past with that.
Well, then get a load of this.
All right, let's find out what this is about.
This is also from our friends at UPI. And this is out of Capabella, Australia.
Ooh.
An Australian man summoned to his neighbor's kitchen to see something cool.
Ooh.
Captured footage, get this, of a massive spider carrying its next meal, an adult mouse. Jason of Copabella, Queensland, posted a video to Facebook of the gigantic huntsman spider carrying the apparently dead mouse up the side of his neighbor's refrigerator. Holy fuck, if I saw this, I'd be running away screaming like chicken.
You know, if I saw this, yeah, exactly, I would just blow the whole house up. Whole house, just all blown up. Totally, just blow that shit up. Anyway, come on.
So I'm just about to leave for work, and me and my neighbor says, you want to see something cool? And I say, hell yeah. So we proceed to his place, and he shows me this. Huntsman trying to eat a mouse.
Wow.
The damn spider is trying to eat the mouse. He said in the follow-up post that he and his neighbor decided to let the spider go about its business unharmed, and they gave it a name, Hermie. Okay, guys, so just letting you all know that the spider is fine. We have named him Hermie. We have given him a trophy and adopted him, and he is now running his own extermination business out of our town. Oh, and he's paying rent.
Yeah, no, I'd have blown that bitch up. Sorry. Why'd you blow up your house? Because there was a damn spider carrying a freaking mouse up the damn side of the... Yeah, no, that's why I blew the damn thing up. All right, let's be like a bowel movement and move. All right, here we go.
So, Anthony, you've had some disturbing experiences with various postal services lately.
What is it with me having disturbing experiences? Yeah. You keep putting me in these situations of having disturbing experiences.
You seem to have disturbing postal experiences.
Life is a disturbing experience for me sometimes.
Well,
all right.
You know,
sorry.
I don't think you've ever had this happen to you, though.
Who knows? We could try.
And these are from our friends at MSN.com by James Rothwell.
Hi, James Rothwell.
The Australian Postal Service. Again, we're back to Australia. See, I have nothing good in it. Folks, Chicago is nothing either about World Series or about how many people got killed. That's it. And there's nothing fun in Chicago except for those two things. Anyways, the Australian Postal Service has apologized for delivering a letter...
Paid for by the Chicago Department of Tourism. Guns and shootings.
Tours of each. One comes with a bulletproof vest. The other probably comes with a helmet.
Yeah, there you go.
But anyways, this Australian Postal Service apologized for delivering her letter a half a century after it was sent from an island in the South Pacific. A couple from Adelaide found the faded postcard from the French Polynesian island of
Tahiti
resting on their guest doorstep under a gas bill. It bore a postmark of 1966 and was addressed to one Robert Giorgio, according to the Adelaide advertiser. The postcard, which was written by someone named Chris, reads, I am enjoying myself greatly. The weather is very humid. I'll try and drop you a note in England. Its stamp costs 13 francs or and is not the pants that Trump is anyway, and is understood to have been sent to the house.
We're breaking up. Warning. We're breaking up.
Oh, no.
Wait, you're back. You're back.
Breaking up?
Okay, you were breaking up.
That's unfortunate. All right,
we stopped at 9 pence.
It was 9 pence. Ha! Surprise, I didn't try and send it back for postage due. Someone messed up. Well, it took a while to realize it was an old one, said Tim Duffy, who bought the house 18 months ago with his wife, Claire, and believes it was built by an Italian man in 1963. Then I checked the post date, and it's 1966. Ooh. He suspects the card may have been sent by someone who's traveling by boat. Ah. It's fresh enough, although it's a bit faded, and it's got some damage to the top left, which looks like a bit of water damage. Mr. Duffy handed the letter back to the Australian Post to acknowledge that something had gone wrong.
Something has gone wrong.
Apology.
Something has gone wrong. Find your safe space. All right.
So, yes, you know, it's clear something went wrong 50 years after the postcard was posted in French Polynesia.
Oh, shit, sure.
Australia Post takes great pride in the timely, safe, and efficient delivery of mail.
That's quite timely, let me tell you.
The majority of mail and parcels arrive on time. Just in time for Christmas, right? It is not the first time a letter has been taken vastly longer than expected to arrive at its destination. And we will spare you the gory details about those letters. Because, Anthony, that's all I got.
All right, that's good, because you're kind of getting a little chunky again. All right. I'm supposed to say something, but I'm eating a Twix bar. They're the tiny Twix bars. They're delicious. Just
they
tiny.
Delicious.
A little bite. Just a little bite. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this unique on-air spelled with an E and, oh, yes, galactic streaming experience? Visit shyampa.info to find out how. All right, folks, hang tight. We'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Listen, yay. We're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
The coffee is excellent, really.
You're listening in on a hidden microphone at Chicago's world-famous Cricket's Restaurant. Tonight, along with a complimentary meal, we're secretly replacing the fresh brewed coffee usually served here with Folgers Crystals. Will it be rich enough for our special guests?
It has a nice rich coffee flavor.
It's Folgers Crystals.
Oh, you gotta be kidding. This can't be instant coffee. 10 being the highest, I rate it as 10.
Mountain-grown Folgers Crystals. Coffee rich enough to be served in America's finest restaurants.
We're making breakfast every morning at McDonald's. We're up at dawn.
Shoo-bidi-doo-doo-wah.
Got our aprons on.
Ha-fah,
we're making up the dough.
Do-de-do.
We go warm it up, put it in a pan. Nobody makes biscuits like we can. With bacon or sausage, the eggs are fresh. If you say so ourselves,
ours is the best.
Take breakfast by the hand with a fresh biscuit sandwich.
It's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's.
Thank you.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
To some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. But first, I want to tell you that today is National Caramel Apple Day, National Knock Knock Joke Day, National Magic Day, Girl Scout Founders Day, Halloween Day, Knock Knock, Who's There? A Creepy Magical Apple. Shit show, you need to smoke some more and buy some big Girl Scout cookies. Your jokes are some hell. Anyway, go grab your bongs, bitches. We can start Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Patty.
You got it, Anthony.
Ooh, it's time for some Crazy Florida News. Betty had some issues.
Oh,
she was malfunctioning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know. But we must
not
dwell.
Am I malfunctioning?
Not that much, but there's definitely malfunction junction with this connection tonight.
Connection tonight?
Yes, the connection to it. Malfunction junction. All right. So our first Florida news story comes from the Florida Keys News. Have you ever had one of those types of dreams that seems incredibly real? Like running out of your house screaming for someone to call an ambulance kind of real?
I've actually had, honest to goodness, the, what's our favorite game show with Richard Dawson?
Family Feud?
Family Feud. Mm-hmm. The Family Feud Symphony Orchestra chasing me around playing that music. It was crazy.
Wow. That's kind of frightening. That's too funny. Too funny. So, anywho, according to police reports, Kristen was awoken from her slumber last Monday night by a man dressed like an Arab. The Arab man held a gun to her head and forced her to take a kill pill. Kristen's boyfriend fought with the man and chased him out of the house. Kristen's boyfriend told her to drink milk and try to make herself throw up. And then she went to a neighbor's house asking to be taken to Fisherman's Community Hospital. And then that's when Deputy Johnson found and questioned her. Deputy Johnson. We got anything about Deputy Johnson? No.
You know, Deputy Johnson sounds like a sausage.
It does.
Johnsonville sausage.
Johnsonville sausage. Well, okay. We couldn't. I was trying to get an LGBT tag here, which is funny because Deputy Johnson was actually, according to the name, was a female deputy. But anywho.
Oh.
Jokes aside, Deputy Johnson got down to business. Kristen's boyfriend told Monroe County Sheriff's Office deputies that no one had entered the house. He said that they were sleeping when Kristen woke up and asked him to take her to the hospital. He told her no and went back to sleep.
Okay.
All right. Bitch, go back to bed. That's when she went to the neighbor's house. Deputies asked Kristen repeatedly if she was sure that she was attacked and if she was taking medication that might cause her to have a vivid dream. Kristen insisted the story was true. Kristen was booked into jail on a misdemeanor charge of filing a false police report, and her neighbors would like everyone to get the fuck off their lawn so they can go back to bed.
That's crazy. You know, but there are medications out there that do make you crazy like that, which is why we advocate no pharmaceuticals whatsoever. Instead, where it's legal. Exactly.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Florida. A sunny place for shady people. I've lived here almost 10 years, and I can attest to that statement. As you can tell by the music, we have some Floridians behaving badly while naked in a public place. Our next story comes from Jacksonville News 30 WFOX. According to police reports, Wallace, 45, was naked as a jaybird, enjoying life through the eyes of some intoxicants when he wandered over to a school bus stop. Busybody neighbors quickly called deputies after they saw Wallace walking down the drive in St. Augustine, buck-ass naked. A few minutes after police arrived, they loaded him into a patrol car shortly before several children were approaching the bus stop. Wallace told deputies he had only vodka in his system. However, he began to hallucinate on the way to the jail and at one point said he was trying to eat from a plate in his lap. Yeah, he was trying to eat, so he was very delusional. He had a zero blood alcohol level when tested at the jail, but denied doing any drugs. He was charged with indecent exposure of sexual organs.
I love indecent exposures.
Of sexual organs?
Yep.
All right, that's good enough. There's our LGBT tag. Okay. So, all right. Where were we? Okay.
Here we go. We're off in the distance.
Yes, we are. We are definitely off in the distance. And that's okay. What are you? Are those blueberries you're eating?
Yes, but you also noticed that there's a cat paw that was coming underneath.
Oh,
the
no,
door.
I saw the cat paw coming underneath the door, but I was looking at these blueberries because I'm relatively very hungry right now.
These blueberries are actually...
Oh my god, those look delicious. Hello, blueberries.
Well,
kind of small. But
when
they look
combined
delicious.
With these...
Oh, with the M&Ms? No, I would just rather have the blueberries
that,
right now.
Well, but the chocolate and the blueberry flavor together is divine.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes, I love chocolate-covered blueberries. They are delicious.
News.
All right. So sometimes you're an asshole. Maybe I should do a Fox...
I know.
Yeah, maybe I should do a Jeff Foxworthy thing. You know you're an asshole when blah, blah, blah. Anyway... Our final story of the evening comes from the depths of hell in Joe's bowels. Of the evening news comes from WFTS Tampa Bay, ABC Action News, and tells us a tale of two people who may very well be assholes. According to police reports, 23-year-old Nabil and 23-year-old Derek decided to act like assholes late Wednesday night and started throwing bottles at a random car while they were careening down Interstate 4 at 75 miles an hour. Emergency dispatchers received a call from a woman who reported people in a different car were throwing objects at her while she was driving on the expressway in Polk County. The incident began in Lakeland near mile marker 33 and continued for 11 miles into Plant City. The female driver told dispatchers she had heard a gunshot after glass bottles were thrown at her car. Officers with Lakeland Police conducted a traffic stop of the suspect vehicle at mile marker 22 on I-4. Officers found a bag of ecstasy shoved under the driver's seat and a loaded semi-automatic gun under the cushion of the rear right seat. They also found a baggie of weed shoved up the driver's ass. The driver and two passengers, one being an infant, inside the attacked vehicle were shaken up but unharmed. Both Nabil and Derek are facing four felony charges, two counts of throwing a deadly missile into an occupied vehicle, felon in possession of a weapon, and possession of cocaine with intent to sell. They were also arrested for misdemeanor possession of marijuana. Be sure to check out our Facebook page for links to all of these news stories if I feel up to doing it when I'm done here. Go to facebook.cheyampa.info. You are stressed out, Betty. And that's it for your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Cheyampa Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on-air, spelled with an E, experience? Are you a DJ, musician, band, podcaster, or another retention kind of seeking whore, looking for more exposure? Well, then visit www.cheyampa.info to find out how. And now, hold on to your devices and grab your bong, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this, or that. Here comes the plethora, discussion, segment. Take it away, guys.
Betty, thanks so much. We have no more Bettys.
No more Bettys. And Joe is Joe is getting pixelated again. Poor Joe. Why does Joe have so many issues?
Betty just left.
Did Betty leave?
Yeah. Betty just left.
Why are you so hostile towards Betty? Did you like hurt your cats in the process? Wow. Amazing.
Anyways, we've got a lot to talk about in 9 minutes.
In 9 minutes and 25 seconds. Yeah. Well, you know, we got to do what we can. So, okay. Let's see. Plane on fire in Chicago. Go.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. There was a rare mechanical failure of an American Airlines jet. The plane's engine apparently just disintegrated.
Oh, shit.
And that's just... So, you know, you're taking off. You're getting ready to take off. You know the feeling. You're revving up pretty fast. And then all of a sudden, you slam back down to the ground and you stop. And you look out the window and there's, like, plane for window.
Wow.
But apparently, people were pretty calm and orderly getting off the plane. And I don't think there were any fatalities. It was just a situation of the engine just kind of went boom.
That's good. And again, that, you know, I say that's a testament to, you know, the flight crew and the pilots, because obviously this could have been a much, much more disastrous situation. And, you know, obviously everyone, even including the passengers, everyone acted appropriately and got off the plane and didn't argue with anyone that they were going to be late for their connecting flight. Very good. Awesome.
Yeah. So what else do you want to talk about in this plethora of
Well, we have a woman in Texas, a 19-year-old girl. She was an A&M University student. She rear-ended a squad car while she was taking a topless selfie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because we like selfies. Selfies are just the thing to do these days.
Oh, my goodness. Everyone likes selfies. And you know what? I'm kind of guilty for selfies, too. I do it, too. But, yeah. So, yeah, someone just, you know, this girl just, you know, just, I guess she's driving and says, I'm going to take a picture of my titties. And boom, there you go. Picture of the titties taken. And there you have it. She rear-ends a cop car.
Pull over and take a picture of your titties.
I don't know.
Why do you got to be driving? Why do you got to try to multitask? You know you can't do it.
Can't do it. Especially when you're in a cop car. Florida Highway Patrol is investigating an incident on North Del Mabry Highway involving two Tampa police cruisers. One officer rear-ended another one's patrol car.
Oh my. Whoopsie daisy Coles.
Yeah, it's unclear how the accident happened, so there's no further information on it, but yeah, a police car rear-ended a police car.
Are you sure they weren't? Oh my.
Yeah. What happened?
You know, some of these advertisements, you just put your mouse over and it starts the audio
starts making nasty noises.
Horrible. Yeah. So that's very, you know.
Well, you know, we're like blowing through this, cops. And we still got 6 minutes left.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, go figure. That's just crazy. You know, so yeah, rear-ending. Cop cars getting rear-ended by, you know, teenagers taking naked selfies. Cop cars getting rear-ended by other cops. I guess it's just the thing to do right now. It's the new trend. Let's rear-end cop cars. Don't. Maybe I should try that. I'm going to work tomorrow. So.
No, don't.
No.
Please don't. We want you for the next broadcast.
Okay, that's important. Yeah.
Which, amazing folks, we're at episode 64.
Wow, 64.
Right?
64.
Right? We're getting to be senior citizens in the podcast land.
mean I start getting benefits? Right, that was kind of a tough one. So if you want to join us in our discussion of the plethora, give us a call at 813-327-8566, 813-327-8566. We like to discuss the plethora. It's the plethora section. We're just going to discuss anything and everything.
We're so full of plethora.
Chickens.
It's, you know, it's a... Oh!
Jesus Christ, Joe! I think that Mama Cozy pizza there might be a little much for you. Wow! All righty.
Actually, that was a sound effect.
Yeah,
it not,
sure,
provided
it was a
by
sound
one
effect.
Of our listeners. No, it was provided by one of our listeners.
Oh, okay. So who provided it, or is it an anonymous listener?
This would have been
listener?
Our friend. Our anonymous friend from San Francisco, California.
Thank you, anonymous listener in San Francisco, California, for sending us fart noises. That is friggin' awesome. It was so realistic. It actually sounded like Joe had just, like, shit himself in the studio over in Chicago. I was like, oh, great. Now I'm going to have to finish off this segment all on my own.
I have to go to the bathroom like a little kindergarten boy because I shit my pants.
Oh, all right. You have to go hose yourself off.
But, you know, these things happen when you get older. As a matter of fact, there is one sign of getting older, and that's when
you start
your
shitting
muscles
yourself.
Ache more. And you start shitting. You have anal leakage.
Yeah, yes. No. The muscle ache thing, I totally understand that. And it takes a little longer to get out of bed in the morning now. A little bit longer.
However, coffee does help.
Oh, God, yes, it does help. If it wasn't for coffee, the world would be dead by the time I got to work. that's the only way I think I can deal with it. And it sucks because it's really dark right now in Florida in the morning. So when I leave for work, it's dark. Which makes it...
Well, same here. It's pretty dark.
Is it pretty dark for you? Okay. Thank God the time changes this Sunday, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, public service announcement. Remember to change your clocks.
Change your clocks
when you go to bed Saturday night.
Saturday night, change yourself an hour
behind.
Yay, an hour behind. That means you get an extra hour of sleep. God, I like fall behind better than spring ahead. We should fall behind more often. We should like fall behind every once a month.
I don't mind it getting darker here.
Well, yeah, I forgot. It gets dark early for you there. Because, see, it will still stay light until, like, 6 o'clock down here.
Oh, there'll come a time when it's, like, 3:45.
It's
already evening time.
Yeah, that's the one thing that kind of keeps me in Florida is because as much as I honestly in some ways cannot stand this state, the whole it doesn't get dark at 2 in the afternoon thing is lovely in the wintertime. And the fact that I don't freak my ass off.
Well, you know, though, I have to say, after I plasticized the windows and weatherized everything, and I've got, you know, curtains that keep out audio and temperature differentials, this place gets nice and toasty. You know, I have a decent, efficient furnace. It's got a HEPA filter, the highest rated. So it keeps out the allergens. It keeps out the kitty dust.
But you still have to go outside
kitty
in the
dust.
Cold.
Yeah, that's true, you know, but it's a short distance. I have, you know, one of those fake fur coats from Gap from, like, way back in the day when I worked there.
Yeah, I forgot.
Did you know
you
I
used
worked for the
work...
Gap? For...
Yeah, I know. I remember. You worked for the Gap for a little... The one over there on Broadway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's when you lived on Granville.
Yes.
No, you didn't live on Granville. You lived on Oakdale.
Yeah, it was Oakdale. Because I was trying to, like... What was I trying to do? I actually was just taking a second job so I can save money to go on vacation, I think.
Ah.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I wonder if I should work a seasonal job.
You know, that job, though, was... That was a lot of on-your-feet, like...
Oh, routine. I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
And then trying to get people fit with certain clothes and like upsell shit. Oh my God, it was ridiculous.
Oh no, I would do Target where it's just like it's on the rack. You pick it out. You figure your own thing out. I'll put it back on the rack and price tag it or even check you out at the checkout. But yeah.
I could see working at one of those food marts or inside. Like some of the Targets have real fancy Pret a Manger or whatever places.
Who? What? Where? I am not aware of these Targets. The fanciest Target in Tampa has a Starbucks.
We have a fancy one downtown. It's in the old Saks building.
Oh.
Remember the Saks Fifth Avenue building? Yeah.
Fancy Target.
That is it's not a fancy Target. That is the quintessential Target.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So. Ooh, the ugly lights are coming on.
Yes, they are. Nice. I got all kinds of announcements and everything.
You do. Oh my goodness, there's a lot to go through in this.
That's
two
okay.
hours and 34 seconds. Okay, so here, let's. Oh, and I have to make sure that this is working too. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in tonight or listening to us on your favorite device if you're listening to us on a recast.
Yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in no matter how you do. I invite you to check out Weekend with Joe, where I play content from all over the place. Plus, I source some cool stuff from archive.org. You can catch my show, Weekend with Joe, every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. So yeah, check it out. I just pruned the show, actually. I got rid of a lot of stuff because it had been playing like 14, 15 times. And it's like, okay, it's time.
Oh yeah, sometimes.
It's time to go. You know, and then be sure to tune in for Headphone Meditations with John DeBose. Headphone Meditations is a pretty cool sampling of metal rock and other eclectic sounds. Tune in starting at 10 a.m. Eastern on Saturday and Sunday, and then again on Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
That's right, Joe. You can also make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable host, Betty. I had a loop. God damn it, we got to find better writers. She has awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, and she's found some really interesting stuff. The last few weeks, there's been some, it's been like a, she's turned the programming on its head, so she's cleaning house. There's always also the Shortwave Report from Outfar Press, hosted by Dan Roberts, Monday mornings right after Rush Hour. And then you can catch the Radio Thrift Shop in the afternoons right after CPR News at noon, so you can get some news, get some tunage at lunchtime. And again, all our great programming from our friends at radioforall.net.
Wow, so much great programming. Content you won't find on mainstream media anywhere, folks. And we can't go without plugging our stuff. Please visit us at www.chiampa.info. That's chiampa.info for our broadcast schedule and more. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at Chiampa Radio. That's @ Chiampa Radio. And keep us on your Facebook radar, where you can find us as Chiampa Radio, all one word. Wow, we could actually continue our banter for 10 more seconds or so.
Yeah, something like that. 10 seconds now. Yeah.
It's craziness, exactly. Folks.
It is craziness.
No matter what we do, we always stay on time and we keep our there we go.
There it is. How it works.
It's great. I love it.
The joys of technology. Mm-hmm. So, again, thank you everyone for tuning in this evening. It's been a blast. It's been a joy. Leave us comments on Facebook, yes. Call us, do something. Throw banana peels at us. It doesn't matter.
Or peanut M&M's. I love peanut M&M's. Yeah. I don't care if you throw those at us.
Yep. So don't forget to catch us election night. We're going to be doing the Cannabis Radio Recast. Joe and I may jump on from time to time to talk about certain things. We'll try to keep it clean. We can't guarantee anything. So that will be election night.
I'd like to hear about your medical marijuana thing going on over there. So
I would too. And then of course we'll be live next Monday night. We'll have Amy Mellon with us. She's amazing. She's got a great story to tell. You got to tune in to listen to it. Maybe we'll all that good stuff. So anywho, where's my timer? Bingo. Thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info. Remember, folks, if you start randomly throwing bottles and shooting at strangers' cars while traveling on the freeway, you might be an asshole. Castle. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a Q.
Good night with an E.
Ow, my glasses.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.